My name's Colin, and this year I'm hoping to run a 100-mile ultramarathon.
My name's Andrew, Colin's brother. It's actually 108 miles, and I'm going to join him on that 108 miles ultramarathon. This is Idiot School Running.
And this is Season 2, Episode 7, Cloudy with a Chance of McDonald's.
Andrew, welcome to my podcast studio. What do you think?
Well, this is great. For the listeners that don't know, this is the first time after 24 episodes, this being the 25th episode of Idiots Go Running, this is the first time me and Colin are actually in the same place doing a podcast. And it's great, Colin. You've got a great setup here.
25th episode. This is a big episode, Andrew.
It's a milestone. 25. That's something, isn't it, I suppose.
So yes, Andrew. So you are, for the first time, 25th episode into the podcast studio.
So normally I'm in my studio / room / office / bedroom, and you are in here recording. And this is great because you've had a few guests in here, and this is, suppose I'm a guest then. Am I a guest in my own podcast because I'm not in my normal studio?
I think, Andrew, run the jingle.
No, the jingle's already been ran.
Oh no, but the guest jingle, Andrew, the guest jingle. This is a guest episode for me.
I'm not a guest in my own podcast.
Andrew, why are you over in the studio today?
Well, listeners to the podcast will remember there's been so many times, Colin, that you have ran to my house time and time again. You're the one that certainly last year's challenge, you would have ran to my house, picked me up, and then we would have done a bit of running. Apart from the Christmas run, Christmas Santa and Elf run, where, well, no, you still came to my house.
I still ran to your house.
I ran to your house for the first time. But today being Saturday, the 23rd of March, I ran to your house via a few places in Belfast, because normally it's about 11 miles from my house to your house.
Yeah, well, I think last time I did it was nearly 10, it was 10 miles, I think. I only clocked off. You went on a longer route.
So I went, I went via McDonald's, first of all, Colin, because I was listening to Bungle's episode.
Yeah, Ben Bungle Taylor.
I remember Ben Bungle Taylor's, I'm going to muck that up.
you already have a few times, Andrew.
Bungle's podcast, you should have just stopped at Bungle. I remember from Bungle's podcast, he talked about getting a McDonald's breakfast, and I thought, that is a great idea. So the last few Saturday mornings, I've got up early-ish, I've ran to McDonald's, I've got a McDonald's breakfast and coffee, and it's something really to look forward to. So ran to McDonald's, and then seen you had posted, and we'll come to my Instagram activity in a minute, but I seen on Instagram you had ran to the Belfast Titanic Museum and took a nice photo, and I thought I could do that. So I ran there, took a photo, sent it to you, and then I ran to your house. So my longest run of the year so far, just short of 18 mile, Colin.
Andrew, that is incredible. You're gymming it. You're taking your, and you have to take this serious. And you keep on saying to me, Colin, this year, I think I can do this, because I've changed my training plan. I'm taking it serious. Like, from what you did last year, your training plan last year was do nothing all month and then figure out a way to run 15 mile at the end of the month. This year's different, isn't it?
Well, last year really was just wait to the end of the month, bring some jelly with me, eat jelly and go for a run. It's slightly different. I'm doing one run a week, really, on a Saturday morning, a long-ish run. And during the week, I'm trying 3 to 4 times in the gym. So I'm not running as much. I'm running a little on the treadmill, but I'm enjoying the gym, Colin. You see, going to the gym and watching a bit of YouTube, I love it. I'm still going. I was never a gym person. No intention of going to the gym, but I really enjoy going to the gym and watching a bit of YouTube and doing my workouts. And I love it. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Do you know what? And that's amazing, because it's finding something that you're actually doing, Andrew, and you're actually enjoying. And so you're going to the gym. But Andrew, this year on our podcast, and if you don't mind me, Andrew, I'm going to do a few shout outs for nutrition on this episode. So this year we have started taking a hydration drink called Revive that we actually send out to all our guests when they come on the show. So they get a 40 pack of Revive whenever they come on the show. Nick Weston has a pack. Bungle has a pack. I'll actually have to get a pack out to Matt and Joe at some stage as well, because they were on the show and haven't got a pack yet. So Revive has been our go-to hydration. Then we've also...
Well, tell us a bit more about Revive. What is Revive? Because, well, I'm asking you, but I use it every time I go to the gym and every run now. So what is Revive?
Revive doesn't have any carbohydrates in it, Andrew. It's just all about hydration, hydration, hydration. So it's pretty natural, and it is magnesium, potassium, and 1,000 milligrams of sodium. That sounds like a lot, but it's really, really only 1 gram, one gram of sodium when you break it down. So it's good. It replaces electrolytes that your body loses through sweat when you run. So that would be our hydration of choice at the minute.
Well, that's very fancy. I'm going to break it down more, Colin. It's powder, which I put into a bottle, which I fill up with water, and it tastes nice. There's peach, and there's raspberry, and there's other flavors, and all that stuff you talk about. I don't know what you're talking about, Colin, but it's powder mixed with water, and it tastes yummy.
Okay, there you go. So that's Andrew's review. You can actually go on to Idiots Go Running and check out the reviews. So we've started reviews, Andrew. That's for another day. Then there's this one I've come across through... Oh, Ben Bungle is getting a big shout out this week. Ben Bungle mentioned Voom that he used, and it's 90 grams of carbohydrates in a sachet. Do you want to tell us your story, Andrew, by ordering your sachets of Voom? I said, Andrew, go on and get the drink of Voom. What did you do?
Well, I ordered my sachets because you get a free starter pack for, like, you just have to pay for postage. And then I ordered a few bars to go along with my sachets. And when I opened up the wee box 2 days ago, there was no sachets. It was all bars. And then I looked at my order and accidentally ordered the starter pack of bars, and then I bought more bars on top of bars. I'm slightly disappointed, but I've got a lot of bars now. Yeah, of Voom.
You've got a lot of chewable energy there, Andrew. You've got a lot of chewable energy. The drinks, I really like the drinks, and I haven't tried the bars yet. They've also got a hydration range as well. Is this too boring, Andrew? Is this
no, we're trying to get serious, because for 100 miles, Colin, I found out during the 39/40 mile run last year, I did not take hydration or eating stuff serious at all.
Nope.
And what do you call that? Pacing yourself. And this year, and I need to get more in the ball for 100 miles. I just can't wait at this time, Colm. 108 miles. So I am trying to get hydration stuff into me and food stuff into me. And you kind of know what it all means, but I'm just, you'll say order bars or powder stuff. And, I'm going to eat it every so often. And I'm going to try and be good.
I think it's down to taste for you, Andrew. I would order stuff and I said, Andrew, it tastes nice. And see, when I say to you, it tastes nice, I know you're sold. It's not about, it's got so much sodium. It's got so much carbs. It keeps you energized. I'm going, Andrew, drink a bottle of this. It tastes really nice. And you'll be like, do you know what? See if it tastes nice. You're all over it, Andrew. You're always all over it.
Speaking of tasting nice, I just came in and you got something sent to you today. What did you get sent to you today?
We were going again. So there is a company called Protein Rebel, and they do gels, you know, the normal gels that you take. But they're, I think, and I haven't researched into it too much with them, Andrew, but the basis of their gel is maple syrup. And you tasted it. I haven't got a chance to taste it yet. You taste it. What do you think about the maple syrup protein?
It was absolutely fantastic, Colin. I was tempted just to knock back another one straight away. Opened it up and I took a sip. That's like maple syrup. So I downed the whole thing straight away and it was lovely. And I can't wait for my next one, if I'm being honest.
So check out the show notes. In our show notes, we're going to have a link to Revive, we're going to have a link to Voom, and we're going to have a link to Protein Rebel and the stuff we've been using. You'll also see some pictures on our Instagram. But Andrew, I think we have to touch on something else. We mentioned before that we wanted to talk about our previous episode.
Oh, the previous episode was a good one, Colin.
Andrew, it was amazing. Tell me your thoughts.
So Dean Karnazes came onto our podcast, and it was magical. I'm just going to say it was magical.
I didn't think it could be any more magical, Andrew. I thought this guy's coming on and this guy would be, I've read his books, I've listened to him through my earphones, and I thought this guy just sounds like a really down-to-earth, humble, amazing guy, Andrew. And then he turns up on a podcast.
And you have to remember, if you're listening to our podcast, we are not a massive podcast. It's called Idiots Go Running. You know, we just started last year at a bit of a whim on New Year's Eve. We just thought, we're going to do a running challenge and we're going to keep ourselves accountable by doing a podcast. And if no one else listens, that's grand. We'll have a lot of fun, a lot of banter. And this year we've decided to get some guests on. And I remember it was six in the morning. I got a phone call from Colin. I thought, oh no, there's something up here. Because you don't get a phone call at 6 a.m. unless it's an emergency. And I answered. And Colin was like, Dean Gernandez, podcast. What? And Colin says, Dean Gernandez is coming on the podcast. Here's me, holy smokes, Colin. That's amazing. By the way, it's 6 a.m. and I'm going back to bed. And you just said, good luck. And I'm up.
I did say good luck because I was awake. I'd gotten an Instagram message from Dean Gernandez. I couldn't believe it.
Tell us from the start, how did you get Dean Gernandez on our podcast?
Sitting at the kitchen table and I was chatting to my eldest son, Zach. I dropped the name and I said, one day, Zach, you know the way we have a podcast? I could get someone like Dean Gernandez on the podcast. And Zach said to me, why don't you ask him? All he can say is no. It's incredible. It's through a kid's eyes. A kid can actually go and say, like, why not? He is just another person. And so I asked him, Andrew, I sent him a message just going, here's my story. Would you be up for it? And he replied going, you sound like an incredible guy. I would love it. I would love to do it. Let's make it happen. It was supposed to be, I think there was a few occasions where it was supposed to happen. And
I think 2 weeks in a row, it was put back because he's a busy guy. And we kind of said, whatever time, you name the time and we'll be there no matter what time it is here where we live. Because he's currently in Greece, we'll do it. And it was delayed 1 week and then it was delayed again. And then we got him.
No, Andrew, Dean does not DNF. Dean does not DNF. So he literally, anything he does, he says, I'm going to do it. He turns up, he does it, and he sees it through the end. And Andrew, speaking of DNF, we had a few issues on the podcast, didn't we?
He kept losing the audio. He couldn't hear us on his side, and he had to go off and back on. That maybe happened 3 times.
I think it happened 3 times.
And he kept coming back, but obviously cut all that out of the podcast. So if you were listening, you wouldn't know, but we had a few issues, and we talked quite a bit off camera or off recording too. And what a gent of a guy, Colin. What, and like, I mean, down to earth, funny, gent of a guy. And we're friends, Colin. I'm just going to say it. We're friends.
We are friends, Andrew. Me and Dean meet up for coffee every week. And no, we don't, Andrew. We don't, because he's in Greece. He would. If he was in Ireland, he'd be here. But Andrew, he's so relatable. Like, for someone like Dean, he's talking about the midges in Belfast. For anybody listening to the show who's not from Ireland, he goes, the midges. And we are going, wow, he's talking about midges. Midges are these wee small flies that usually, they come around, usually in warm weather, sort of at the end of the day. They're like this, what would you call them? Like a wee mini swarm of locusts. But they're not locusts. They're like wee mini flies.
Wee flies are annoying.
And wee flies are really annoying and they're itchy when they get in your hair and you run through them and they go everywhere. And he's talking to us going, hi, Ireland. His memory of Ireland is running through the midges. And this guy has ran, as I mentioned on the podcast, ran through Badwater with rattlesnakes, Andrew, with different types of flies, with all these other creatures. And he comes to Ireland and the midges, they just go up your nose, they get into your mouth, they go in your food. Anytime you go to eat, there's midges in it. And that's why he's relatable, Andrew, because he's not a crazy guy that just disregards everybody. I asked him for his personal run that he would love to do. And he said, but he wants everyone to come with him and he wants everyone to run with him. You know, he doesn't do all these feats for himself, Andrew, does he?
He doesn't. And more importantly, Colin, he's a man of the people because he knows what the crack is, because he knows about jelly. So this rule, the jelly jingle.
Andrew's jelly update. Andrew's jelly update. This is the part where he talks about jelly in Andrew's jelly update.
So Colin, one of the questions I wanted to ask him, I had to ask him about his favourite flavour of jelly. And without hesitation, he answered it. And what was his answer?
It was can I tell you what you told me off camera?
Well, that's where this segment's going, Colin. So tell me, what's his favourite flavour of jelly?
So Andrew's really shocked when he said it. He goes, there's a margarita flavour.
And I was so excited when he said that. Like, I couldn't believe it. A margarita flavor of jelly. And I was so, so, so excited.
Why, Andrew? Why were you so excited?
I was thinking a margarita pizza. I was thinking a margarita cheese pizza. Because he's famous for eating a pizza in the middle of a run, a whole pizza. And I was thinking a margarita cheese pizza jelly. I thought, this is amazing. And I was so, so, so excited. So the whole time he was talking about margarita jelly, I was thinking about cheese pizza, Colin.
So you actually thought that someone brought out a cheese pizza flavoured jelly?
Yes, it did. And I was so excited about it. And it was only afterwards where, I don't know if I was speaking to you or I was speaking to my wife, Jenna, and either one of you said, like, no, it's the drink. It's the alcoholic drink.
Yeah, it's a cocktail. I think a margarita is a cocktail, isn't it?
Well, this now I've looked into it, Colin. I didn't know that. Now I don't drink. So when I hear margarita, I'm thinking of cheese pizza. I'm not thinking of cocktails or something like that. And the big thing is, Colin, I've ordered three now. So and they're actually coming tomorrow. So wow. But I did order them knowing that it's based on an alcoholic drink, but there's no alcohol in it. I don't presume anyway. But But I'm excited to get my margarita non-cheese pizza jelly coming tomorrow in a pack of three.
So there you go. So the next episode, Andrew will be reviewing the cheese pizza margarita jelly. So we're looking for that. And it's actually by Clif. So Clif, we were eating the Clif peanut butter bars for the 40 miler. And they're actually really nice. The peanut butter, they're like chews. Clif chews, I believe, are they?
They are. But Colin, just before we get to that, the jelly jingle's still rolling in the background, so I'm just going to finish up the jelly jingle by saying this. I went to get American jelly, Matt's American Jello, this morning, and I was all excited because I was going to go for the cherry one. I don't like the cherry one we have here in Northern Ireland, but I was going to try the American Jello, the stuff Matt sent to me. Remember customs, Colin? I got it off him a while ago, and it's been sitting there in the cupboard, so I got it all out today to take with me, and I forgot something, Colin.
You forgot to put it in your bag?
No, I did not. I had it in my hand, then I realised the American Jello, yeah, isn't like our jelly. It's powder.
Yes.
So I had no time to make it up this morning. So I left it at home.
Do you not just mix it in water? Would you not do the warm water drink? No.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Well, I'm taking my Revive now, Colin. You know that powder, it's yummy. I put that in my drink now, so I'm not going to mix it both. But I didn't even think about putting it in my bottle. And that's what I said to Colin. I now need two water bottles. I'm up to the stage of needing two water bottles. Since I've come here, Colin, I've had a coffee, I've had a hot water, and to be honest, my mouth's getting a bit dry. I need more fluid in me. I didn't drink enough fluid today, and I didn't take the powder with me. So next time, the next podcast, I'm going to mix the jelly up with the powder, leave it overnight in the fridge and all that business. And I didn't even think about putting it in my water bottle, Colin.
Andrew, but is not the... See, with your jelly, the art of your jelly is the rawness, the freshness of it. If you mix it and you would be running down the street with a bowl of jelly or a Death Star, because you do have jelly molds now, I believe.
I do. I've all the molds too.
Like, are you going to have a Death Star jelly mold in your hand or in your bag? Like, that won't be the same. Like, it's jelly. So, like, that will expand. I'm just going
to chop it up into cubes, Colin. Chop it up into cubes and put it in a wee bag.
Maybe water down.
I didn't even think of the water. Well, really, I do need another water bottle. So between this week and next Saturday when I go for a run, I am going to be buying another water bottle because my mouth is parched. It's parched, Colin. And I really think I might have to pause this podcast. And actually, I'm going to nip out. This will be the end of the jelly segment. Colin, I'm going to be back in 2 minutes because I need more fluid.
Do you want Revive?
I'd love Revive. It's yummy.
Go and get yourself Revive if you want.
I'll be back, Colin.
So, where were we?
So we were talking about jelly and Dean, and still continuing on with Dean. What did you think of his reply to the "we're going on a bear hunt" story question?
Dean has a way with words, Andrew.
I asked the question, as you've all heard, and it wasn't cut out. That there was no delay. He answered it straight away. And like, I didn't have a clue. In a way, I always ask these silly questions, as you know, in the guest interviews. And I kind of said before, I'm calling, oh, should we do, like, it's Dean Karnazes, do we ask him like a silly Andrew question? You were like, oh, I have to keep true to the podcast. And and Matt gave us a bit of feedback. And he goes, and Nick, you have to keep true. And I came up with that question. And it'd been one I've been thinking about for some time. And I just thought, I'll ask him it. And I asked it live. And the look on his face when I... He didn't know about we're going on the bear hunt.
Never heard of it.
I did get Matt Nags to say, you know, is this well known in America? And I believe it is well known in America. It's certainly well known here in Ireland and UK. And but Dean hadn't heard. But you know what? When I was telling the story, we actually got cut off. And that was one of the times we got cut off. He came back and we picked up and he goes like, Andrew, I'm really excited to hear the end of this story. He was he wanted to know what the bear was going to do. He was really invested in the bear. Like, he was class, you know. I was cutting the podcast and there was, I asked the question, there was no delay. He answered it straight away, Colin.
Yeah, so he was like, the bear's the dichotomy of what Ultra Running Strand stands for. And it's like, you love it and you hate it at the same time. You know, it gives you pain. And I was just kind of going, wow, this is deep. This is really deep. But Andrew, you read one of the best ultra runners in the world, one of the most famous ultra runners in the world. For the first time in his life, you read, we're going on a bear hunt to Dean Karnazes. If that's not your claim to fame, like you said about other things going on your CV, Andrew, that has to be top of your CV. You've read, we're going on a bear hunt to Dean Karnazes.
Like, I have read that story to my kids, my three kids, multiple times. Never did I think for a second that I'd be reading we're going on a bear hunt to ultramarathon superstar Dean Karnazes and explaining it to him.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. And what now I find, Andrew, is I'm just randomly chatting to people and they would say stuff about running. I said, flip, I had Dean Karnazes on the show, and see if anybody hasn't heard of Dean Karnazes, Andrew. I said, you haven't heard of Dean Karnazes? Did you know he's ran a marathon to the South Pole? He's ran 350 miles in 80 hours and 44 minutes without sleep. I start rhyming off the whole start of our podcast because I know all Dean's stats because I was learning them and reading them and looking at them and thinking, I have to get these right. So when anyone goes, I don't know who Dean Karnazes is, I just rhyme off all these stats and they kind of look at me and go on, like, what are you? Some kind of flipping. Are you sitting peering through his window? That's how you sound.
And there's three books. We've read his three books and he's maybe got more than three.
Got about nine books or something.
What was it? Ultra Marathon Man.
Great book.
A Runner's High.
Love it.
And the 50-50 one.
50 marathons in 50 states and 50 days. Consecutive days.
And those books, do give them a listen. If you're into running, they're really entertaining. They're really enjoyable. And it was a real treat to get him on our podcast. And what about the end, Colin? What about the end? You and Dean were talking about getting a photo and whatnot. And he was in his bathrobe. And my wife's bathrobe was just a few yards out of my reach. And I kept looking at it. And then I thought, oh, I'm going to go for it. And I just walked off camera. And when I look back, Dean was in the middle of he was in the middle of a conversation, middle of a sentence. I just dandered off. And he just kind of, you could see his eyes go, he's just gone. And it was the quickest change in history. Took my t-shirt off, put the dressing gown on, and the look on his face, Colin.
Andrew, honestly, mid-conversation, you disappeared off. And I thought, my goodness, Andrew, there's something lacking in your head. But you disappeared off and then you came back on.
Seconds. Now, it was only seconds. Like,
if anyone could imagine where someone comes back on and they look so proud of themselves, tugging their bathrobe to say, look at me, Dean, look at me. I've got a bathrobe.
It was wife's bathrobe. If I'm being honest, Colin, it wasn't even
mine. I've got my wife's bathrobe on. And like, it was like, you've seen Superman in the old Superman movies where he goes into a phone booth or phone box and he jumps back out and he's changed and he's in a Superman gear. I was like, Andrew, he just disappeared off. He came back so chuffed with his wee wife's bathrobe on, looking at Dean going, you and me are the same. Andrew, Dean has a real man's bathrobe. You're wearing your wife's.
Bathrobe's a bathrobe, Colin. Game recognizes game. Bathrobe recognizes bathrobe. We're kindred spirits. He was loving it. Do you see his eyes? It lit up. He was loving it.
He loved it, Andrew. He loved it. Well, actually, I assume he loved it. He's just so polite talking to us two idiots that he loved it. And what words came out of his mouth, Andrew?
You're a handsome young man, Andrew.
He lied through his teeth.
He did not. He did not. I don't care. Maybe he did, Colin. I don't care.
He's so polite that he will just tell you what you want to hear. He's away with words, Andrew. He's away with words. You read him a bear hunt, you near put him to sleep, and then you're copying him on right in front of his face.
Do you know what? He does multiple, many podcasts a year, but I think he's going to remember our one, Colin.
I hope so. I really do hope so, Andrew, because it was just one of them. It's a moment for us that we'll never forget. And The thing about we got advice, as you said, from Nick and Matt and others, just saying, you got to stay true to Idiot's Go Running. He's been asked all these questions before. And I thought we were, Andrew. I thought we did stay true to who we are and what we're doing.
And it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And speaking of a lot of fun, Colin, now we're going to roll Matt's feedback.
Across the pond is in the race. Step by step, he'll set the pace. Running on American roads, listening to his favorite show.
Is he jelly? Love the jelly.
Hey guys, as always, loved the show, and here is your magic mile with Matt. No, let's try that again. Extra mile with Matt. I don't know that there'll be any magic involved. You guys have a big guest coming on the show. And this fits in nicely with one of the things that we chat about, Colin and I at least, and that is aim for big things, dream big, because even when you fall short of really high goals, you usually end up doing more than you thought you could have. So that even applies with going after amazing guests for having on your podcast. So that's awesome. Really excited for it. Andrew, no jelly. That is like as wrong as trying to go swimming in a pool with no water. You running with no jelly. That would make sense then that you graded yourself as a C- so far in terms of your training. Although I do want to point out, this is a significant difference between you and me, Andrew. I am a recovering perfectionist. And I always say one day I'll be perfect at settling for less than perfect. But anyway, your C-, you said, yeah, I'm doing okay. And I would be freaking out with a C-, like, no, that is not okay. But I'm glad to hear you've been doing Marvel marathons. The really important question to ask is, are you doing jelly during the Marvel marathons? So very curious to know about that. Colin, your running injury, we learned, came from the peak in your monthly pattern of running. And as you were talking about that, I was thinking, well, doesn't that just fit in perfectly into a show called Idiots Go Running? Like, of course that's how I'm going to get injured, by doing something the wrong way. That's why you're sharing about it, so we don't all make the same mistakes. So thank you for that. And I also have to say, maybe Andrew's approach to rest really isn't that bad, Colin. Just think about it. I mean, doesn't sound like your physical therapist would be telling you you're going to get injured with taking Andrew's rest approach. So just going to throw that out there. And lastly, Colin, welcome to the world of eggs. I, too, enjoy eggs usually 3 or 4 days a week. And it's often the best meal of my day. So glad you have joined the egg club. I'll see you there just about every other morning. All right, you guys keep up the great work.
So, Colin, first of all, I was talking that in January, my training plan, if you call it a plan, I gave myself a C-, and I think that was fair. It was the new year. I was building myself up. You know, you can't give yourself an A straight away. Well, maybe you can, but
you can at least try.
Well, you can at least try, but we're sitting at I suppose mid to the end of March now. February, I'd give myself, Colin, I think I'm straight in the B category, maybe a B-, and now we're sitting in March and maybe...
You're going to give yourself an A.
Maybe, no, I wouldn't give myself an A, but a solid, I think I'm training on a solid B, and that doesn't mean, you know, I'm not going to come out and say I'm giving myself an A or nothing like that. I'm training well, but I think I'm slowly building up. And yeah. I was happy with that C-.
Yep.
I'm happy with a B- in February. I'm happy with a B now. Doesn't mean I'm not working hard, but you could always be doing more, but I'm happy with what I'm doing. I'm doing a bit of gymming, one long run during the week, and eating jelly along the way. And the other question Matt asked, doing Marvel marathons, I'm eating jelly. No, Matt, jelly is for running and running only.
You know, you just put on weight if you sit in the sofa and eat jelly all the time. Matt also mentioned about myself running big peaks and getting injured and doing things the wrong way, Andrew. And I can honestly say, if you're going to give yourself a B?
Solid B. I think I'm sitting at a solid B now.
Well, I would say that I would be hitting an A-, at least, because the past 2 weeks, Andrew, I have been in a new routine because I've got a big event ahead of me. I've got 50, it's now up to, they've now increased it, Andrew, to 50.4 miles in Sheepshead on the 6th of April. I've got that ahead of me, so I really have to be serious for that, because I think, Andrew, I was going into that going, this is a walk in the park. It's only 50 minutes, only 50.4 miles. But I have increased my running. So I have no massive peaks anymore, Andrew. I have a consistency of waking up at 5:30, getting out just after 6 and doing 8 miles most mornings midweek. On the weekend, then I go into double figures in miles on Saturday and Sunday. So my miles have been through the roof. So hopefully my injuries will be a lot lower.
Here's hoping, Colin. So Sheepshead, you're 50 miler in 2 weeks' time, I think. 2.5 weeks' time, 2 weeks'
from
time.
From the point of this episode recording, yes, 2 weeks' time.
So 2 weeks today, actually, yeah.
Yep. So whenever this episode goes out, it will be considerably less, possibly, Andrew.
And Matt was talking about Magic Matt or something.
Magic Matt. He's going to be on stage. He was on stage.
He was singing on stage.
He was singing El Magic Matt. That could be your stage name.
And the exciting thing about that, the next episode is actually a Matt Nags guest interview.
Yeah.
And for the second guest interview in a row, I'm going to be on it too, Colin.
And Andrew's going to be back again. Wherever Matt goes, Andrew tends to join.
And the funny thing about that is we actually recorded that podcast before this podcast and also before the Dean Karnazes podcast.
Yeah.
So,
but I think we've got a name for Matt's podcast, Andrew. It has to be Magic Matt.
Magic Matt. Colin is doing, oh, well, come to Instagram because you're doing great work on Instagram. And I can only imagine what Magic Matt's podcast cover art is going to be. And do you know I went on the Instagram the other day, Colin?
I think I went on. So Matt mentioned this before and other people have mentioned this, where I go on the Instagram sometimes and I think, you've hit it big, Andrew. You go on the social media and you see all these, it lights up the dots. You know them wee red dots?
The wee notifications.
The wee notifications. It lights up and I'm going, I have hit it big style. Someone's listened to the Dean Karnazes episode and like it's spread and we've got loads of likes and everything. And then I click the wee heart button and it's creative good man the whole way down and you scroll for about 5 minutes. This idiot over here sometimes goes on and just clicks like.
Well, I do read the posts.
Do you?
Well, I go on once in a blue moon to Instagram. I see posts, I just like them, Colin.
Yeah.
Because I said he's good running, so really I should give our posts a like. And then I look at Matt's and look at Nick's and look at other people's and I just go to town. I just like, so they know that I'm liking their posts and I'm reading their posts.
I think it's a way to know that you still exist and you're still out there somewhere. So Andrew just appears with all these likes. So if your page ever lights up with likes and you think you've had a big time, just Andrew's probably found your page.
And sometimes I feel bad because I've been tagged in posts and like you won't get a like for maybe 3 weeks or 4 weeks or I think 6 weeks one of them was. So I do always get round a like and a comment, but it just takes me a while. But maybe, I was about to say, maybe I'll go on Instagram more. I don't know, Colin, but you're doing great work on Instagram. Then just go on the Instagram page. It's very entertaining.
Oh,
some of the artwork's fantastic on it.
It's just good fun. But Andrew, you mentioned about Nick and Nick is helping us on this journey. We're getting to this 108 miles. And Andrew said to me, he goes, Colin, all we need is to get 1% better every time, or get a tip that gets us 1% better. That's what you said. You said, get a tip that gets us 1% better. And well, Nick has currently given us 3 tips. So we should be 3% better up till now. Correct, Andrew?
Correct.
So we have got 3 more tips from Nick. So now, after these 3 tips, listening to these 3 tips, we should now be another 3% better, which takes us up to 6% better. So I'm excited, Andrew. After listening to this, we're going to be 6% better. Run the jingle.
20 years of experience. on a show to make some sense. It's Running Tips with Nick.
Hi Colin, hi Andrew, it's Nick back again with more running tips. This week it's going to be three tips. I know Andrew really wants his money worth. So here we go. Tip number one is going to be about aid stations. There's been a lot of chat on this podcast about things like fruitcake and soup and all these things that, you know, often are offered up at these aid stations at ultras. And these are places where you stop, you refuel, have a bit of rest, fill out your water bottles, take a bit of food on for the, you know, the next sort of journey. But sometimes you're bouncing up against the time limits. And if you hang around for too long in those aid stations, you're going to get caught out. So my tip number one is treat your aid stations like a drive-through. Imagine you're on an airport run. You're in the car, but you need a quick snack, a bit of coffee, just to give you a boost to get you through the rest of the journey. But yeah, you're tight on time. That flight is leaving. You just can't, you know, you can't afford to hang around. So you're not going to pull into the service station, sit down and, you know, order your fry or, and, you know, I don't know, three lattes or something. No, no, no. You go to the drive-thru. You get in, you get what you need, and you get out. And that is my tip for how to deal with aid stations on an ultra marathon when you're tight for time.
Well, Colin, I wish I had known that in last year's Causeway Coast Ultra Marathon, because I went into the aid station, I got my fruitcake, I lay down for a while, got back up, I seen there was more fruitcake, so I ate more fruitcake, lay down for a bit. We were there for like 20 minutes or something, just relaxing, just taking it easy. Got a wee bit of a suntan, just laid out, we just chilled. I really needed that tip during the ultra marathon last year.
But you also got dessert with your fruitcake, Andrew.
I did too, didn't
you
I?
Did. You got watermelon salt tablets.
And then I went back for more watermelon salt tablets too, I think. And more water. And I think I had jelly babies. And it was just, it was like a buffet. So it was like a sit down, all you could eat buffet. It wasn't a drive through at all. Speaking of drive throughs, Colin, I said earlier, I was in McDonald's for my breakfast. 20 minutes wait. I went in McDonald's, I ordered, and I was waiting for 20 minutes. I was hoping to be in and out in 15 minutes. 20 minutes I stood there at McDonald's waiting. See the amount of people that went through in the driveway window. This is a bit of a rant, by the way. Normally it's quicker service than that McDonald's, but I was just order after order went in and out. I was there for 20 minutes and then I was sitting. It's good, this off topic. Right?
You think?
Then I was sitting having my coffee McMuffin meal or whatever it was I had. And then the wee girl came. I was watching a YouTube video, because YouTube's not just for gym, right? I was watching a YouTube video. And this one of the staff came up and goes, "You wouldn't mind leaving us a review?" Here's me, I certainly will. Wrong day to ask her for a review. And normally I am very polite and well-mannered, and I still was during her review. And, well, I let them know I wasn't happy waiting 20 minutes.
So hold on, hold on. What was can you tell the show what review you gave them? Were you polite and gave them like
polite. I said like I was satisfied with did it come warm? It came warm. It goes, how satisfied with you were with the service? It was like, you know, above, or I don't know, there was like five options, but I gave them the lowest option. And then they asked why, and I said, well, I had to wait for 20 minutes for my food and it was 20 minutes because I sent you a WhatsApp post, obviously not Instagram, no. I sent you a WhatsApp post and then I looked, here's me, 20 minutes. And if you thought that was bad, like I was waiting by myself. There was a mum beside me and she had two kids and they were waiting even longer than me because they ordered after me. So I was quite polite with my wee tick box thing and my wee, you know, a lot of it was, the food was hot, it was nice, it was clean, the place was clean and all that business. But whatever it was, I said, not satisfied at all. Why? Because I had to wait 20 minutes with other customers. And yeah.
Should we move on to tip number two from the customer?
Let's roll tip number two.
Running tip number two for this episode is going to be about walking poles or trekking poles or cheat sticks or whatever you want to call them. They've been mentioned quite a few times by you, Colin, and I'm also a fan of them. But I would say you have to practice. You've got to practice with these things, because if you, you know, you're carrying them on a run for a couple of hours, that's not too bad. But I'm telling you, when you've got those things in your hands for 30 hours, you really need to be used to them.
Do you want to, you know, use them all the time? Are you going to fold them away? How quickly can you fold them away? Where do they store in your bag? Do they rub you when they store in your bag? Or are you just going to carry them in your hands, you know, when you're not using them, rather than put them in your bag? All these questions need to be answered, because there's nothing worse than getting to about mile 75. The cheat sticks are annoying the hell out of you and you just throw them away. And then 5 miles later, you want them back again. So you've got to know what you're doing with them. I find them useful. Lots of people are fans, but not everyone is. Get out there, practice with them, answer the questions. One other thing I would add about the old cheat sticks is that actually when you're running behind somebody using them, they can be quite dangerous and annoying. So, Andrew, if Colin is going to use them and you're running behind him, well, you need to see what this is like, because there's many a one-eyed ultra runner out there because the guy or girl in front has, you know, misplaced a stick, jabbed the person behind in the eye, and, you know, it's not great, is it? So you probably need to practice with them running together. And, well, I suppose the ultimate answer is, Andrew, you run at the front.
So, Colin, while we were listening to that tip, I got an alert in my watch to say, you seem highly stressed. Would you like to de-stress or breathe or something like that? That's due to McDonald's, Colin. Nothing to do with Nick. McDonald's, 20 minutes. Anyway, let's move on. Colin.
I think so. Andrew, how did you feel? How did you feel about the end of that message?
Well, I think there's little chance of me running in front of you, Colin. I think you're going to be in front and I'm going to be behind. And that's a great tip. And to be honest, Colin, I don't have my poles yet. You have poles. So as opposed to practice running with poles, you need poles.
You do.
So there's this event now is, it's under 2 months away. Isn't that right? No, just over 2 months away. And
not far.
I'm doing my gym. I'm doing my run. I'm starting to get my nutrition dialed in, but I need to start picking up, I need poles, I need a better jacket, I need like different things.
A bigger bag,
you're telling me. So another pair of trainers. So I think over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to start to get these things, but that's a great tip. And I should really get those sticks and start practicing with them, because we will need them for, I think, the first 40 miles. It's kind of flattish, and then it goes not flattish.
It goes a bit more incliner.
It goes more inclinery. And I think I will be behind you. So see, if I had those poles at McDonald's today, there might be a few one. Right, no, move on to tip number three, Colin.
Hold on. Before you move on to tip number three, Andrew, I want to make a point where Nick says, Andrew, I think you should run ahead. Does he think I'm dangerous with poles? Does he think I'm going to be wheeling these like a musketeer running ahead of you, like D'Artagnan, one for all and one-eyed Andy behind me? Like, Nick, you need the answer for that. Who's most dangerous with poles? Is it myself or is it Andrew?
That's a tough question. Tough question, Colin.
Well, as long as he hasn't been to McDonald's beforehand. Right, tip number three. Let's have a listen to this one.
Running tip number three and my final tip for this episode is regarding hydration. Now, we all know that hydration is a super, super critical bit of running performance, and it's particularly important in ultra marathons. When we're looking at planning what we're going to drink during our races, particularly the long ones, you know, we sit down, we think, right, well, what's the best electrolyte, carbohydrate, protein mix? I'm going to drink that. That is going to, you know, get me energy. It's going to replace my salts. It's going to replace protein that I'm not taking on because I'm not eating properly. And you make this plan of filling all your bottles with this super high-tech drink. The trouble is, when you're running ultramarathons, you've got to drink that for a very, very long time. So if I sat you down and said, here's a drink, you've got to drink that and nothing else for the next 30 hours, you would get very, very bored with that. So my tip regarding hydration is to do what they always tell you not to do, which is to mix your drinks. Now, I'm not talking about taking gin in one flask and wine in another and maybe beer in the bladder. No, no. I tend to have 2 bottles on my pack. In most of the ultra running packs these days, you know, have these soft flasks that sit on your chest straps. I tend to have an electrolyte drink in the right side and a water in the left side. And that means that you can switch between depending on what your body wants. Because sometimes you think, no, I do need that energy hit. I'm going to take on the electrolyte drink. But sometimes you're just so bored of it, you think, no, I just need the water. So you know, left flask is water, right side is energy drink, and it stops you getting bored and means that you're much more likely to take on as much fluid as you need. Because I think if you've only got the same things in your bottles, you really, really risk getting very bored with that. And then you think, oh, I'm not going to drink because I don't want that flavour. And then before you know it, you're dehydrated and in all sorts of trouble. So top tip number three, mix your drinks.
Colin, that is an exceptional tip and one I wish I had known only a few hours ago because it was parched today, as we've already learned. So that's a great tip. This week, I'm going to buy a second bottle and one will be water and one will be all that electrolyte carby stuff and powder.
And Andrew, here's a question for you. Are you going to buy the exact same bottle so you're matching, or will you go with a different bottle?
You know the answer already, Colin. It has to be the exact same bottle. Two odd bottles would just do my head in. Absolutely do my head in.
So two bottles that are the same. And I do have two bottles, and I don't like the plasticky bottles, the soft plastic, although I do have them because they flavour the water every time and I can't get rid of that flavour, Andrew. Nick says he doesn't mind it. I was actually out running with him and I chatted to him and I said, how do you get rid of it? He goes, I don't mind it. I just drink it.
You just drink it. And I have to say, Nick, thank you so, so much again for all these tips. They're brilliant. We really appreciate you doing them and they really, really will help us.
And you've got four for the next episode, Nick. So you better start thinking of more and more and more. And by the end of this, Nick, you're going to be taking up half of our podcast.
You could have his own podcast, Colin. We could be the guest.
Do you know what?
Although I don't know what we would bring this podcast.
We actually, Nick, we could endorse you on your very own podcast, get all your tips, combine them all together, Andrew. And do you want to do a Nick's Tips podcast before our before our 108 miler? So all his tips we'll put into one podcast. And do you know what? That would be a solid ultra marathon tip podcast.
Power Ranger podcast. You know when all the Power Rangers are fighting individually and then they come together to have like a big Megazord.
Ah,
like that there.
The Mighty Morphin Nick Power Tips.
Well, we can think of a different title, but that's a working title. So with all that said, Colin, as nice as this has been, as nice as this studio has been, there's places I have to be. And to be honest, I should have left well before now. So with all that said, my name's Andrew.
My name's Colin.
And we'll see you next time on Idiots
Go Running. And he's a way to get his brunch.